making the scene,
making the scene.
You know, a cat from South Philly and a guy from New Orleans.
Guy from New Orleans.
They're gonna sing to the records while the kids all shout.
Shop, shop, do bop, shop, shop, shop.
And then they'll autograph the pictures and pass them out.
Pass them out.
You know, it's lots of fun. Come on, we better run back to the hop.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do the thrust. Let's go,
let's go.
Danny and the Juniors, Back to the Hop. Of course, you remember their big hit, At the Hop. And a few years later, they did 1961, went up to number 80. They did Back to the Hop, a group out of Philadelphia, led by Danny Rapp, the lead singer, and made some real fun music during those times. All right, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got all kind of music we're playing again today, as we usually do. We're going to get started with D.D. Sharp, then the Isley Brothers, then Paul McCartney. So here we go right now doing the mashed potato time with D.D. Sharp.
Baby,
knocking at the door, somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door and let him in. Ooh, yeah. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door, let them in. Yeah, let them in.
McCartney, 1976, number 3 hit for him, Let Him In. Lots of hits by that guy for sure. The Isley Brothers before that, This Old Heart of Mine Is Weak for You, 1966, went up to number 12 on the pop charts, number 6 on the R&B charts. And again, there's another group had lots and lots of hits. And D.D. Sharp got us started with one of those big-time dance crazes of the early 60s. This was the mashed potato time. 1962. Went up to number two on the pop charts and all the way to number one on the R&B charts. Born Dionne LaRue. And she was a backing vocalist at the Cameo Parkway label in 1961. And then got her chance a year later and had a hit and a few others after this one, too. So, okay, let's keep going. We got Eddie Cochran going to come in, get us started. The Spaniels, and then Jackie Wilson. So let's go right now with Eddie, and we're going to have a nervous breakdown.
I'm having a nervous breakdown. A mental shakedown. I see my hands how they shiver. I see my knees how they quiver. My whole body's in a tiver. I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Baby, 'cause I back, baby. Baby, let your daddy know, know you were, baby, baby.
I tried so hard to make you stay. Now it doesn't matter what happens from day to day. I sit and moan with tears in my eyes. Oh, tell me why. Night seems so long since you've been gone. I wonder why the thrill still lingers on. But I sit and moan with tears in my eyes. Please tell me why. Under my feet, storm clouds over my head. All I do each and every night is just weep in my lonely bed. I sit and moan with tears in my eyes.
Excitement, Jackie Wilson. What a song he sang there. Please Tell Me Why. 1961, went to number 20 on the pop charts, number 11 on the R&B charts. A song that came off the Jackie Sings the Blue LPs. It's a real good LP if you get a chance to listen to all that, if you like Jackie Wilson. And I did, and I do, and this was one of my favorite ones he did just then. Please Tell Me Why. Baby It's You, The Spaniels, 1953. Song that didn't chart on the pop charts, but went up to number 10 on the R&B charts. This one came out on the Chance label, and shortly thereafter, they became the first artist to sign with the VJ label. And you're familiar with that VJ label. Lots of good stuff on that. A group that was led by Pookie Hudson. And Eddie Cochran, Having a Nervous Breakdown, 1958. Song that didn't chart, but a real fun song. I kind of like that one there. Okay, Charlie Daniels Band's going to get us started, then Al Green, and then the Everlys. So let's do Charlie Daniels Band, and the South's going to do it. Thank you.
bishop sitting on a bale of hay. He ain't good looking, but he sure can play. And there's CZ Top, and you can't forget that old brother Willie's getting soaking wet. And all the good people down in Tennessee are digging Barefoot Jerry and CDB. Well, gather round, chill and get down. Well, you can get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can get loud, him, be proud. Well, you can be proud, him, be proud, you will rebel, cause Si's gonna do it again. Yes, it is.
Looking your eyes. Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. His joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he sings to my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little love. Johnny kissed the teacher, he's a bird. He tiptoed up to reach her, he's a bird. Well, he's a teacher's pet now, he's a dog. Well, he wants he can get now, what a dog. He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own. He's a bird.
Bird dog, the Everly Brothers, 1958, one of their many number one hits. That song went up to number one on the pop charts, number one on the country charts, and number two on the R&B charts. Big, big hit for them on all three of those charts there. And it was a two-sided hit, too. On the pop charts, if you flipped it over, you had a number 10 song called Devoted to You. So that was a good money maker for the label and for the Everly Brothers there. I'm Still in Love with You before that. Al Green, 1972, number three on the pop charts, and number one hit on the R&B charts. And then Charlie Daniels got us started from 1975. The South's Gonna Do It. Went up to number 29 on the pop charts. Fun song by those guys. Okay, we got Dionne Warwick in this next set, the Allman Brothers. But to get us started, we're going to do one, a little doo-wop sound by a group called the Bees. And I'll tell you a little bit about this, what little I know about this one after we get back. So here we got the Bees and Darling Please.
Oh, darling, please, please remember me. I love you, you see. Please remember me. At night, I kneel down to pray that you'll be with me always. Please remember me. Just when I needed you, come on back to me. 'Cause until you do, my dream won't come true. Oh, darling, I miss your tender kiss. I love you, you see. Please remember me.
You left me alone just when I needed you so. Until you my dreams can come true. Ba 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 ba.
I miss your tender kiss. I love you, you see. Please remember me.
I'm standing on your doorstep and I don't know what to do. Should I ring your doorbell or just walk away? My friends all say that you were never true. Hiding in the shadows, I see two silhouettes in back of your window shade. Are you there with another girl when I am gone? I can't believe you break the promises that you made. If you're there with another girl, I can't go on. Oh, I only know I love you and I couldn't say goodbye. So if there's another, I don't want to know. If you should go, oh, I would surely die. Love requires faith. I've got a lot of faith. But I hear the music coming out of your radio.
Thank you.
Midnight Rider, the Allman Brothers Band, 1970. A song that didn't chart on the pop charts or anything like that, but the LP, classic rock radio stations, they played that song a lot and still playing it. So good sound by those guys. One of the early, if not the first band that got into the Southern rock, what they call Southern rock genre of music. And they were right there at the beginning of it. Are You There With Another Girl, Dionne Warwick, before that, 1965, number 39 on the pop charts, number 35 on the R&B. That song was written by Burt Bacharach, there you go, and Hal David. And of her 60 pop hits, those two guys wrote 34 of them. And just to let you know, she kind of faded out with them towards the end and didn't have as many hits with them. But of the first 44 chart hits she had, 34, those 34 came right then. 34 of 44 were all by Hal David and Burt Bacharach. And before that, the Bees, Darling Please, a good doo-wop sound. A song that I'm pretty sure is rights when I say recorded in 1954. Now, it gets kind of hazy after that. Most people list it as unreleased. Some say it came out on the Imperial label. I got a feeling it was unreleased. But in 1974, a label that did a lot of unreleased records from the early 50s and all that, called the Owl label, O-W-L, the Owl label, they put out a lot of good stuff, and this can be found from a 1974 pressing on the Owl label. So if you happen to want that record, you have to go that way. So anyway, good sound by those guys. Okay, the Four Tops is going to get us rolling in the next set, and then Paul Revere and his Raiders, and then the Butterflies. So let's do the Four Tops right now and a good song they had called Ask the Lonely.
Make it all alone. Remember, no one is big enough to go it alone. Just ask the lonely, they know the hurting pain of losing a love you can never regain. Young and foolish laugh at love, slowly run away. Confident and sure that fate will bring another love their way. But ask the lonely how vainly a heart can yearn for losing a love that will never return.
I'm the loneliest one. heel. Because when I come back, I heard the bad, bad news. They say our big romance has been getting abused. Step, 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 step it on me. I got ways of finding out. You can step it on me. But do me good, I'll give you a piece of my mind. I told you once, I told you twice. Stop your cutting around, or else I'll put you on ice. I'm telling you, baby, what I want you to do. Stop your messing around, I gotta step on you. Hey, 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 hey. If I can't be your one and only. Give him back your hand. Yeah. Then I'll call the preacher, tell the choir, stay home. I guess you're the kind of woman that's just bound to roam. I'll tell my two. Now don't lie to me. Have you been step, 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 step it on me? Tell the truth, child. You been step it on me. Check with all your friends. Miss Stepping on me. They'll tell me the truth, honey. Miss Stepping on me. Yeah, they'll check. And I'm gonna start stepping out on you. You've been all fucking around town, a little red wagon yours, and seen all them cats. The preacher's son has been stepping out with a cobbler. Yeah, I know. You've been doing all the nightclubs in town. I ain't seen all this.
Butterflies, Good Night Baby, 1964, went up to number 51 on the pop charts, came out on that Redbird label, and they had a lot of good stuff on that Redbird label, so I've always enjoyed finding those songs, looking for Redbird and seeing what's on there, but anyway, that's a good sound there by the Butterflies. You don't see that album record too often, but it does pop up every now and then. That group had two former members of the Crystals in their group. And they just kept right on going there. Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stepping Out, 1965, number 46 pop chart hit for them. That was the last hit they had that was listed as Paul Revere and the Raiders. After that, all the 45s came out saying Paul Revere and the Raiders featuring Mark Lindsay. So, but this was before he got well known, and everybody wanted to hear more of him, and he went on to do solo stuff after a while too. So, the Four Tops before that, Ask the Lonely, 1965, Good Good Sound by them, number 24 on the pop charts, number 9 on the R&B charts. Okay, time for our double play of the day. Dovell's are going to get us started, and then we got two by Slim Harpo. So here we go right now, the Dovell's doing Do the Continental.
Thank you. what can I do? What can I do to overcome? To make up all my mistakes, baby, undo the wrong things I've done.
That's a song there called Still Raining in My Heart, 1961. Went up to number 34 on the pop charts. And you might remember his original of that song when he first did Raining in My Heart. And then he came back with this one, Still Raining in My Heart. So, guy never got over those blues, I guess. Raining in My Heart is one of the songs that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has listed as one of their all-time great songs. So, and I agree with that. Both these are good songs by good old Slim. He didn't do anything bad I've ever heard. I've always liked listening to Slim. And before that, a double play of the day, Slim Harpo, we had a song called What a Dream by Slim. And that came off his LP from 1961 called Raining in My Heart. So that was just an LP cut. I don't know if it's ever released as a 45 or not, but it did come off that LP, Raining in My Heart. Okay, that's two by Slim Harpo, our double play of the day. And before that, the Dovells, I think I said when I was introducing this, this is a song called Do the Continental. It's called Do the New Continental. Dovells, 1962, number 37, came out on that Parkway label. And Lynn Berry was a member of this group. You remember Lynn Berry had the song, big hit called 1-2-3 in 1965. And this was 3 years before that. He was with the Dovells, and they did Do the New Continental. Okay, it's almost time to go. Let's get these three more songs I got listed here coming up. We got Chuck Berry going to get us started, then Jan and Dean, and then Dee Clark. So let's go right now. We got Chuck Berry and one you don't hear very often called Broken Arrow.
Coochie's warriors on a mountainside. Met up with Geronimo's enemy tribe. There was a broken arrow here and a bloody arrow there. A head broken, back busted, bones bloody, bloody bones. Coochie's met up with Geronimo's tribe. A mink stole here and a chinchilla there. A here, fur, there, fur, fur, what I don't know. Sent my lady downtown the shop.
Just to my corner. feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. Since my love has left me, I'm so all alone. I would bring her back to me, but I don't know where she's gone. I don't know where she's gone. There must be a cloud in my head. Rain keeps falling from my eyes. Oh no, it can't be teardrops, for a man ain't supposed to cry. So it must be raindrops. So many raindrops. It feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. For a man ain't supposed to cry. So it must be raindrops. So many raindrops. It feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. It keeps on.
Pretty powerful sound there by Dee Clark. A song called Raindrops, 1961. Number two on the pop charts, number three on the R&B. That's his only top 10 pop chart hit, but he had a lot of good stuff, and a lot of the collectors do look for his stuff that came out before that. And he, like I say, just had some real good songs that were good to play, but just didn't do anything on the pop charts. And he had 16 songs that charted, but this was his only top 10. Dee Clark, Raindrops. Jan and Dean before that. Drag City, 1963. Number 10 charted song for them. Song that was co-written by Jan Barry of Jan and Dean and Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. In fact, Brian, I think he and Jan got together a few times, but Brian co-wrote like six or seven of the Jan and Dean hits that they had. So he was real instrumental out there, all of them out there on that West Coast. And before that, Broken Arrow, Chuck Berry, 1957, number 108. So it didn't make the top 100, but it did bubble under there at 108 on that Chess label. Flip side of that's a real good song, too, Childhood Sweetheart, and I like it a lot. And if you listen to this, it's Broken Arrow. It's got a similarity. You can hear a little bit of Old MacDonald in it, that tune, Old MacDonald. So go back and hear it again. But anyway, all right, we got to go. And we're going to get out of here with our instrumental song of the day. We're going to be playing a Bo Diddley song, a song that came off his LP called In the Spotlight. That came out in 1960. This song here didn't chart, but on that LP, In the Spotlight, Roadrunner was one of the songs that charted, and then a song called Crawdad made up to number 111, but didn't do much, but it was out there. But this is a song called Scuttlebug, and it's an instrumental off this In the Spotlight for Bo Diddley, and we hope you enjoy it. So thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.